to the Authentic Health Coaching Show. My name is Tom Korsenholz, founder of Authentic Health Coaching, and I'm so glad you're here with us on the show today. We have an amazing free gift for you with Dr. Korsen's top five nutrition tips. It is the number one guide to taking your health to the next level, and you can get your free copy at AuthenticHealthCoach.com. Now, today on the show, we have an awesome guest for you, Marie Wetmore. And Marie is the founder of Lion's Share Coaching and also the founder of the Be a Lion podcast show. It's a really awesome podcast show. And Marie is an expert on personal development and work-life balance, stress management. And that's what she's talking about on the show today is work-life balance and stress management. And she shares some really, really amazing tips that I thought were really profound on just simple things that you can do every day to improve your life, to reduce your stress, especially at work, and just create more balance in your life, because that's one of the things that I found is so important. My life personally and the life of my family and people I know and people I work with is that, you know, life is short, and if you're working all day, every day, and you forget to really take the time to create that balance and that love, that joy, that peace, that prosperity in your life, then, you know, you can really miss out on the great things in life. So I don't want you to miss out on any of that, so take great notes. Marie, thanks so much for joining us today on the Authentic Health Coaching Show. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about your background and how you got interested in stress and stress management and, you know, living a healthy lifestyle?
Absolutely. Well, I would say the way I got personally interested in it is that I used to live in a world, at least at work, that was a very stressful work for me. I did a lot of management in nonprofit, and I did quite a bit of counseling, and the type of counseling I did was very stressful, and really I can speak from personal experience to how much it affected me in so many profound ways. And to be honest, it was years. I was really used to working in a really high-stress environment, and I'm sure many people can understand this, is that when you get used to it like I did, it was just, to me, a fact of life. And I had a turning point when I really stepped back and I said, I actually have a choice. It doesn't have to be that way. And so I got a coach, and I ended up, it was a profound life change. I took a step back from my life, did some coaching, and really said I want to create a life for me that is much less stressful and much more fulfilling and much more, I want to say almost rejuvenating, that the things that I was doing were life-giving and nurturing to me myself. And through that journey, I changed career direction and became a coach myself. And it's been wonderful. It's been just so great to experience firsthand how truly transformative it can be and how much your life changes in so many subtle and beautiful ways when you start prioritizing balance and joy. Mm-hmm. And so I was very lucky to work full-time actually as a health coach at Fidelity, at the Fidelity Health and Wellness Center, and I did quite a bit of coaching there, all sorts of health stuff, but also quite a bit of stress. And you can imagine, like any large organization with hardworking professionals, I got to see firsthand all the ways that it can affect people, but also all the things you can do about it. How truly you are in a position of power, even though it feels like, it can just feel like sometimes, especially around work, that almost, like I said earlier, stress is a fact of life. There's nothing you can do about it, but there is. Now I've got my own coaching business, and it's much broader. I do a lot of professional development and life coaching. But of course, today's world, you can almost never have a conversation where stress doesn't come up.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, that's so true, and I believe you're absolutely right that, you know, you're absolutely in control of your stress, you're in control of your life, and, you know, even if you can't control your work schedule or your work environment or, you know, what your coworkers or your boss or employer is like, you control how you respond to that situation. And, you know, you can have two people in that same situation, and one is, you know, completely stressed out and has a nervous breakdown, the other person is happy and joyous and living an amazing, fun, happy, fulfilled life. So What is it that you found working with so many people in this area, what is it that you found that really makes the difference between, you know, someone who has that great positive reaction and someone who really can't cope with it?
Yeah, well, that's a really wonderful question, and it's very deep. So there's almost two levels that I think happen there. One is, if you are in like, let's say, a career or a life that has a lot of has many stressors in it. How do you cope well with that? There's going to be kind of a deeper level, which I think is worth exploring also, which is how do you get yourself into a life that has fewer stressors? Now, I'm not going to be Pollyannish and say that you can ever get to a point where life doesn't have stressors, but it by nature does. But you can also, you can change the fundamentals of your life and what you commit to, and the types of, let's say, job situations or life situations that you choose to have in your life or not, you can actually adjust that. Of course, like I said, this is within, you know, the parameters of your life. But let's say, for example, you are going through a stressful time, and you can't for the moment change any of the more fundamental things in your life, right? So now we're talking about how you just cope with stress. How do you handle it? Well, a good rule of thumb is when you're under intense stress, the fastest way to soothe yourself and to de-stress is actually at a physical level. So that's where deep breathing, I don't know if you've spoken on the show about diaphragmatic breathing. If you, you say diaphragm, diaphragmatic, so when you're really fully breathing in and allowing your belly to fully expand, one of the most simple things you can do, and it's easy, and it's invisible, and it's portable, is that diaphragmatic breathing. So even 10 deep breaths, fully inhaling, enjoying the feeling of breathing, being present with it, and sort of reminding yourself of the gift of life you get through breathing, and then fully expand your belly. 10 deep breaths can do an amazing amount, and you can bring that with you anywhere. I like to also talk about perspective taking. A lot of times when you're in the stress moment and maybe you've soothed the body by some diaphragmatic breathing or you've done some muscle relaxation, I can talk about that later. But sometimes to get a little bit of mental perspective is really huge. And one of the big tools that I would give you is this. Just ask yourself some questions. Tonight when I go home, how much is this going to really matter? A week from now, how much is the situation going to really matter? A month from now, how much is it going to really matter? Most people right then start feeling like, oh, maybe this isn't so heavy. Mm-hmm. A year from now, how much is this going to matter? 5 years. 10 years. Mm-hmm. Just letting yourself shift out of that moment. Most of the time, the things that feel so intense now aren't so intense. And that can really be a big release.
Yeah, that's powerful. That's really true. And, you know, one of my mentors is a Native American shaman healer. And what she says is a lot of the Native American traditions, they always think about 7 generations in the future. It's just something they always talk about, and especially, like, you know, how are their actions going to impact, you know, 7 generations in the future. But also, on the reverse, with stress, they talk about, you know, if a situation is bad, you know, if you want to, you know, get rid of that anxiety around it, you just ask yourself, is this even going to matter 7 generations from now, right? And all the petty things that happen in work or life or arguments or disagreements, you know, obviously it's not going to matter that long from now.
It's so true, and it's interesting that the way our brains work, I mean, this is at a neurological level, we tend to overvalue the current moment stressors. So, like, and more than just stressors, like rewards and benefits, consequences. So we tend to we think that it's more important and more relevant when it's closer in time, but farther in time, we tend to not really perceive it as very important, and that's why choosing to mentally shift into the future is so important, because we have to do it by choice. It's not the way our brains naturally work. We naturally respond to what's in front of us. And it's so great that you have that mentor who's able to bring it. And how wonderful that it's built into a culture. Mm-hmm. That says something.
Absolutely. That's really an important topic, right? Yeah, and it's obviously it's an issue that's not just, you know, in modern life today in the 21st century, but it's, you know, been an issue for thousands and thousands of years. And it might be more relevant now because so many people are so stressed with, you know, so much going on. They're so busy now.
It is. I mean, I think that one of the things that... you know, I haven't lived 500 years ago, but one of the things that we do know now is that with our modern life, the stressors we have, so I know that your listeners would already know this, but stress is basically the fight or flight reaction. But now, we don't actually really ever run away from anything. And we rarely ever actually get into a fight about things. That's a great thing. But that means that we never really get the escape, right? And very frequently, we don't get the release. We don't get the exercise that helps release it. Because we're saying, okay, we're at work, and then you're driving really, you're rushing to pick up your kids from school, and you gotta take them to gymnastics, and how are you gonna make dinner? And then it's one thing after another, but you can see how we don't get the release of actually, you know, we don't really ever escape it, right? So I think that's a different set of parameters I think is actually quite challenging about our modern life.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Most people, you're right, we don't get that release, and you know, do you think exercise is something that's, you know, a key part of, you know, managing a healthy lifestyle, and especially when it comes to work-life balance?
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Absolutely. And I know that this is a little bit maybe off the topic of stress management and work-life balance, but in any case, for us to be operating at our best as human beings, we need to have some physical movement in our day. Now, I'm not a doctor or physical therapist who's going to be able to say to you exactly what it is for you, but using your common sense and your knowledge of yourself, we weren't evolved to sit at desks in offices all day long. Mm-hmm. You know, the human body is meant to be in motion. And a lot of the challenges, and I'm sure you can probably speak to this even better than I, that people face in terms of their physical experience of themselves is from not really moving enough and being in a culture where our demands are not to move. And so really, you can kind of see intuitively when we're not doing what we're supposed to do, there's a disconnect. Something's not right. So it comes into complete alignment that if you're stressed at work and you go for a 20-minute walk at lunch, you're going to be less stressed. But also, that's just so much better for you physically, mm-hmm. right? And it's so good for you mentally. It's good for you in terms of your productivity to come back and have a clear head. So it's almost like I want to say, if we can step back out of this feeling that we have to sort of be enclosed by our stress and start making some choices that are good for us, everything improves at many, many levels. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense.
Absolutely. I mean, I say this over and over and over again, but it's all connected. And, you know, you can't make an improvement in one area of your life that doesn't affect every area of your life. You know, if you start exercising, it affects your nutrition and your health and how you feel and your work and your energy level and so many other things as well.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. And I think what happens, if I can be bold here, I think a lot of the times a barrier that comes up for people can be guilt, or the expectation that they be operating at 100% all the time, or 150% all the time. Mm-hmm. And sort of some of that underlying beliefs that can hold people back. The great news is once you identify them as a belief, then you have choices, right? From awareness, you get a choice, which mm-hmm. is so empowering. Mm-hmm. So one of the things I would encourage is to start getting to remember I mentioned earlier that other level of not just how do you react to stress, but how do you look at the fundamentals of your life
exactly.
So that you have fewer stressors? Well, a fundamental could be that thing where you say, I'm going to start walking for 20 minutes at lunch. I can have faith that if I take a 20 or 30 minute walk at lunch, I'm smart enough and I'm clever enough that I'm going to be able to efficiently work at the rest of the day, that still everything that I need to do is going to get done. And then we have this added benefit, which is usually when people have set a little bit of a boundary for themselves, they can use their ingenuity and perhaps with some coaching or work with a mentor or work with, if you have a good supervisor, figure out a way to be that much more effective and efficient mm-hmm. in your work or wherever it is, to be able to create that time for yourself. Once you carve it out, then the next step is figuring out how to make it work in a complementary way. Mm-hmm. Another thing we might talk about is, and I would suggest, is talk about what are you committing to that you might be able to scale back on. A lot of times we kind of expect us to be ourselves, be supermen or superwomen, and it's not good for us. So if you could give yourself permission to say no to a few things, what would that be? Or even just scale back, or say, I need some help. Maybe I need to get a cleaning lady. Maybe I need to coordinate with one of my good friends that's also a mom so that we can alternate childcare so we can get a break. Looking at the practical things, so you've kind of got a support around you so that the fundamental structures of your life are just a little less stressful.
Absolutely. You know, I so agree with that, and I think it's something I also am very passionate about, is creating space in your life, that you've got to create the space in terms of the time or the energy, you know, to really get something new in your life. There's always change and things are changing. But like, when you make one commitment and it goes on for years and years, and you make another one, you know, at the time it seems like, hey, it's such a great idea, you know, I'll volunteer for the PTA meetings and things like that. And then 5 years later you realize, you know, I've got way too much on my plate here. And it's okay to scale back. And when you do scale back, it's like great things come into your life because you've got more space now for new things.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I know these are things that can sound like, oh yeah, Marie, it's so easy to say this, but how do you really do it? Well, yeah, I'll give it to you. It's going to take being strategic, and it's going to take really sometimes being brave and having some conversations in which you're going to have to, you know, be clear about what you need and be willing to say, you know, I need to take care of some other things first. You know, my well-being is a core that's going to allow me to be a better support to my family, better in my romantic relationship, but I need to take care of that. And that can be a little bit of a tough thing to do at first, but once you get used to it, people understand and they will support you. You will be so surprised by how often people say, how can I help? Or is there anything more I can do? Mm-hmm. And you're going to be, you know, an example. You know, I hate to use that example of that taking a walk at lunch, but a lot of people, you know, I've coached people that have been, there's no way I could take a break from lunch at lunch because, you know, working in a really high pressure environment, people are going to see me as lazy. Well, and then all of a sudden there's three people walking with them, and then you start having walking meetings where you start talking about some issues and you do it in the fresh air. Really, you know, setting a tone not just for yourself but the people around you.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. That's really inspiring to hear, because, you know, you really can make huge changes, not just in your own life but in everyone's life around you when you start to implement these things, whether it's work-life balance or changing your nutrition, exercising. You know, you can affect so many other lives. And I think so many times we tend to have this myopic view that it's just all about me, but I think when you really focus on, you know, not only yourself, but how you can help other people around you, like, life just gets better on so many different levels.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And thankfully, the one thing I will say that I think we have to be thankful about in this era is that even the most bureaucratic institutions, schools, a lot of workplaces are beginning to see that there's sort of hard data reasons why you should take care of your health. It's not fluff.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Absolutely.
I think especially in the workplace, it gets to that feeling of guilt, like, it's not okay for me to take some time for myself because I'm on the clock, I should be working. Well, when you're less stressed, you think more clearly, you have less of that hyper-vigilant kind of feeling where everything seems like it's kind of a disaster about to happen. You know, you're more clear-headed, you make better decisions. You're gonna be so beautiful. You are happier as a person, and you literally are better at work. And certainly, I mean, we can all say when we are not crabby, we're way more pleasant to be around with our families, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing when mom and dad aren't stressed.
Exactly. Yeah, that reminds me of a story. I think it was like back in the 1800s, 1900s, when people were building the railroads, and I don't remember the details, but it stuck with me for a very long time, was that basically there was this guy who tested out to see, you know, how he could be even more effective at basically lifting big railroad ties, which are very, very heavy, you know, strips of steel for the railroads. And what he found was that if he rested for, I think it was like 5 to 10 minutes for every 5 to 10 minutes of work, so he would work for 5 minutes, then rest for 5 minutes, whereas everyone else would just work constantly. Well, he kept up the schedule of resting 5 minutes and then working for 5 minutes, and he worked like, I think he got like 4 to 6 times as much done as everyone else around him. just by taking that rest. And I think, I've tried to apply that principle in my life, ever since I heard that story, because I found that, if I'm working for 4 hours at the computer, I'm not nearly as effective as if I work for 30 minutes here and then take a little walk and come back and work again. And, so I think what you're saying here about taking the time off to go exercise at lunch and to really relax and do the deep breathing, it not only reduces your stress, but it makes you more effective at what you're doing.
Oh, hands down. Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. I think that you're actually touching on something that's really deep. It's so interesting that you through your self-awareness of your own pattern are finding out what they know about our mind's ability to focus, which is that we do run at about a 20-minute to a half hour, if you can imagine a sine wave going up and down, where, our ability to concentrate and think well, that happens for about 20 to 30 minutes, and you need to take a little break and shift mm-hmm. in order to get that good level of concentration up, amped up again for another 20 to 30 minute check. That's awesome that's naturally how you discovered you worked well.
Yeah, I just, practice makes perfect, I think, and you've always got to, my philosophy of life is that you've always got to improve and make little steps, that make all the difference. I tell people all the time, start with an apple a day, it makes all the difference in your health. And, some people will say, well, an apple a day, it doesn't make any difference. Well, it does over 5 years and 10 years and 20 years, right? And a lot of times, these changes that you're recommending to people, it doesn't make a difference that day, maybe, but, over time, it makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, and I like that you're saying that, because there's this little paradox that can happen when we're talking work-life balance or stress, which is that people think, now that I know that I need work-life balance, it's got to be perfect work-life balance.
Right.
And I got to never feel stressed out, and I have to do these 15 relaxation exercises, and I've got to do yoga, and I have to change a bunch of commitments so that I have more me time. And then the act of trying to be less stressed makes you stressed, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So I think that apple a day is such a great metaphor for, a baby step, a baby step. Like, one baby step is, every time that phone rings, take one deep breath before you answer the phone. You can do that, and you can actually turn to that source of stress, the never-ending ringing phone, into a cue to relax.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's awesome. That's great advice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, Marie, you shared so much awesome information with us. I know it's really going to make a difference in so many people's lives. But, before you go, tell us a little bit more about you and, how people can learn more about you and how people can learn more about how they can get that work-life balance and reduce the stress in their lives.
Absolutely, yes. So please check out my website. It's lionsharecoaching.com. I've got a podcast, which is a personal development podcast. I think it's interesting. I think they're pretty complimentary podcasts, although I do something different than you. It's in the same neighborhood. And visit me there. I run very, very frequently. I run different groups and teleworkshops, and I often have free events, so definitely check it out. In fact, I'm going to be having a work-life balance teleworkshop coming in probably February or March of 2012.
Mm-hmm.
So keep an eye out on my website. That's one that I run pretty often.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And what's the name of your podcast?
Be a Lion. And wow. It's just about really getting the most out of your life and being bold and just living the life that you want.
Awesome. Well, thanks again, Marie. Really appreciate you sharing with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Hey there, it's Tom Korsnoles again. Hope you absolutely enjoyed the show. Hope you learned some great things from Marie. I know she shared some really incredible stuff. And don't forget to grab your free gift with Dr. Korsnoles' Top 5 Nutrition Tips report. You can get your free copy at AuthenticHealthCoach.com. Wishing you an absolutely incredible day. Take care.